Roofing. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow, really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes, instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta-potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta-potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Does your lawn need a boost? Well, now's the time to kill those unwanted weeds and green up your grass with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed. Ace is offering a great BOGO special. Buy one 5,000 square foot bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed and get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder for free. Hurry into your local participating Ace Hardware store. This offer is only good from June 1st through the 8th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Are you a cat fancier or a dog lover? No matter which, now is a great time to adopt a pet from the Humane Society of Missouri, APA Adoption Center, 5 Acres Animal Shelter, or St. Louis County Animal Care, and receive 10 $2 Dogs vs. Cat Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to fill your heart and fill your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. Details at hsmo.org.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Normally I sing along to that, but I was involved in a conversation with Scott Sherman, attorney at law. We're talking about athletes and their pay.
When the land won't give a lot,
even if you get hurt or you get... No, I'm not going to get into that. We should have been athletes. It is Thursday. Every Thursday right about now, we have... Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
He's here to help you. He's here to give you good free advice about legal stuff. So let's just jump right in. And I'm, you know what? Here, I got extra business to do. Let me do some business. While I do that, you call these numbers. For most cell phones, just hit star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You call now, we'll get you on the screen, and Scott Sherman will be happy to help you. While we do that, I will chat with you for a second about MD Health and Wellness. I'm actually going to go in there tomorrow. And for reasons that are stress involved, over the last couple of months, I gained a few pounds, not a lot, but 10 pounds. I'm a backslider, and my point is this. I blew it, but I'm only blowing it by 10 pounds, and in a week or two, that's going to be gone. And I'm going in there tomorrow, kind of like you're going to a confession. Forgive me, but I gained a couple, 10 pounds. I don't know. I'll just feel better if I go in there and let them chew me out or something and say, what do you think you're doing? We talked about this. It'll be gone in 2 weeks at the outside, because one of the things I have learned from them is you can control this. Once they get you started and over the worst part, the hump, you can do it. You can. It's just up to you. You got to make your first appointment. It's going to take a little time. You're not going to be in there in 5 minutes with a goodie bag. They need some information. They need to know that your heart's okay and your blood pressure's okay and what your body mass index is and what your goal is and all that stuff. And if you do it right, it just takes a little bit of time, not a lot. And then you're on your way. On your way to feeling better, looking better. I'm not going back. Not going to go. I will not let myself do that. You're up, you're down a couple of pounds. That's normal. Maybe five, down three. It happens. But you're smarter after you let them show you the way. All right. I see nothing on the screen. Zero. Blank. Let's do this again. Reboot. Scott Sherman is here. He's ready to help you. Let's do this one first. Star KTRS, because that's most cell phones. Star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. There was something in the news while we wait for calls. There was something I wanted to ask you about in the news. I cannot remember what it is.
I can bring something up.
Go ahead. You know, there's a legal thing.
I want to stay absolutely out of the news sort of perspective of people taking sides on stuff. There's an interesting legal question about some documents that people like, say, Michael Flynn would have in their possession that Congress or this independent prosecutor would like to get. So let's say they send in for a subpoena and they say to this Michael Flynn or anybody, doesn't have to be him, hey, we want some documents that are in your possession, and we want some documents that are in your company's possession. Now, usually people would say, well, geez, this stuff might be terrible. What if I don't want to give it up? What can I do as an individual? And most times people think of the Fifth Amendment, the privilege against self-incrimination, that they ask you a question, Mr. Pinion, will you please state your name? I'm going to take the Fifth Amendment, and you don't have to answer a bunch of questions because something might be incriminating.
Well, when you take the Fifth on your name, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
What's your name?
You don't want to get... Well, actually, that's a good legal strategy, because you don't want to get started answering questions because you might not be able to use it later.
Well, and they say there's a law. Once you do...
Then you may have...
But you must, you by law.
You have to get in there. So right. That's called testimony, and that's testimonial. Well, what a lot of folks don't know, and what I was reading here before the show, is recently here is March, there are cases about what happens with documents. Well, documents aren't testimonial. So if there's a document in my possession, that's not me saying anything, but can the government compel me to turn that over?
I would say yeah.
No. There's a split of authority on that.
But how come a search warrant, they could come in and take your computer?
They can take your computer, and that's exactly what the case I was reading was about, because there was stuff on the computer the government wanted, and this guy had it encrypted, and he had passwords. And they broke into the passwords, but they couldn't read the stuff on the computer because it was encrypted. And they said, you need to give this to us. And under most of the circuits in the federal circuit, you can claim a Fifth Amendment privilege and not give up documents or give up passwords or make it unencrypted.
Wow.
That is an interesting thing. Now, this does not apply for businesses. So if I own a business and they're targeting me as the part of the investigation, and they send a subpoena to me individually and say, hey, Sherman, turn over these documents, and I can claim Fifth Amendment protection for this, but not my business. There no other reason why?
Why?
Because the business can't go to prison.
Ah.
And this is what happened with Ken Lay and those snakes down at Enron. There was a lot of talk about compelling Enron or compelling Ken Lay or these people that were in that organization to turn incriminating documents over.
Well, so, Ken Lay, the guy smart enough to make himself have a heart attack?
Yes.
I thought, way to go, man.
Like that Hernandez guy, you know, you get out, not Jose, but the, you know, that football player.
Yeah,
so in this particular instance, the Fifth Amendment applies not only to testimony, Mr. Pinion, state your name and tell us all the horrible things that we think you've done, but also to documents that you create that are in your possession. And the reason is that it's considered testimony by you turning over the document. It's presumed that you've authenticated it. And that then is testimony. Hey, not only is this the document, but it's the real McCoy. So there you go. While you're watching all these news stories, there will be a fight, or at least the smart lawyers will have a fight over whether these people have a Fifth Amendment privilege to not turn these things over.
All right. Off to the phones. This guy is named Guy. He's been very patient. Guy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Guy.
My name is the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've talked to you once before, but I've got another problem. My mom and dad passed away, and my mom passed away about 2 years ago. My sister got a bill for life insurance policy. All right. I had three sisters. One passed away years ago. Then she contacted them and trying to file the claim and for my mom passing away. It's a $5,000 policy. They said they needed my sister to pass away death certificate and then her obituary. They send that in. Now they're contacting her back and telling her that they need her to verify that she has a life insurance policy that the bill's been paid. But they sent her a bill to be paid, and they wouldn't have sent that if... she didn't owe it.
You know what? Insurance companies, I don't care if they're covering a car wreck or life insurance, they don't like to write checks. That's what they're supposed to be there for, but boy, do they hate doing it, and they do anything to get out of it. Scott, talk to this guy.
Guy, that's a lot of work for $5,000. And it's pretty skunky of them to do. Insurance policy is a contract, and unless there's language in that contract that has all of these hoops, I think that it's pretty much one of these things. The question is, can you prove that the person who was the insured passed away? You can do that by getting a death certificate. You can get that over on Airport Road with getting a death certificate. And then the rest of it is, who are the beneficiaries? Well, it would say in that insurance contract who it is, that policy. And if your predeceased sister has kids or something, they might take it. But it sounds like this thing should be split either two ways, you and your surviving sister, or three ways, you, your surviving sister, and the children of your deceased sister. Either way, it's $5,000. So I would call up somebody and talk to a supervisor and be like, this makes no sense. We want this money. Here's the certified copy of the death certificate. Pay up. You're the one that has the policy. You find it.
All right. We lost his connection, by the way. So,
but that's kind of how this would go. But imagine if it was $1 million policy. It would be a nightmare.
Yeah. Thank you, Guy. So, I'm sorry we lost your connection. Let's get... Bob in here. Bob, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great, Bob. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
That's very good.
Hey, quick question. I don't want to tie things up. I, like most people, don't really have a personal attorney. I've got an estate attorney that, doing the estate planning stuff. But, and I always wondered if I was in a situation where I got pulled over, who knows, maybe I'm in jail for some unknown reason. I'm 65, I don't anticipate that, but you never know. Who would I call? And if I did have a personal attorney, for argument's sake, let's say it's you, would you answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was trying to get some help?
Bob, let me tell you something. This is a tremendous question.
Thank you.
I'm serious. You know how many, first of all, most people don't have an attorney. All right, this gets back to, if you got money, there is an advantage. I don't care what anybody says, oh, it's only money. Well, guess what? The people who have more of it have a great advantage. So not everybody has an attorney because they don't need one or can't afford one. I think think this is a tremendous question. What does the average person do? Because we don't know the right answer to that. Well, do I submit to a breathalyzer? Do I know, say, right. No, my rights, I don't have to do it, then they take me in. And what about a blood test? Will I lose my license? Well, blah, 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 blah. Is there some place where people can call in the middle of the night?
I think you should have a lawyer's cell phone number so that you can call that person anytime, have an agreement with them. I wouldn't charge a retainer even. If somebody said, hey, I want you to be my personal lawyer, and if I call you or somebody I know can have your number and we won't abuse it and we'll call you when we need you, would you represent us? Absolutely. That'd be great to have that. Now, I sleep with the cell phone right next to me like most people. I'm insane.
But to Bob's question, I'm surprised that nobody really advertised. I've heard in other parts of the country call 888-888 anytime, day or night, you're pulled over. No, you're right.
They try to shill this prepaid legal nonsense. You need somebody that knows what they're doing.
And knows you.
And Bob, I'll tell you what, if you needed somebody that was a top flight, let's say it was a, you know, a criminal defense lawyer, a DWI lawyer, I would know exactly who that was, or you could call me.
Yeah, that was the point. Yeah. Depending on my situation, I may need a specialist in one area or not in another area, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, since you asked me specifically, I would say, yeah, it'd be an honor for me. You contact me, I give you my number, you need me, you give me a call.
Hey, Bob, why don't you test him and see how much of an honor it is. Call him this morning, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
Tomorrow morning.
The phone will be on silent, and I'll call you about noon.
Hey, Bob, you have his email address?
No, I can find it on your website. I can get a hold of it. The other thing is, how do you spell your last name? Is it S-H-E-R-M-A-N?
That's right.
No,
S-H-E-R.
Right.
Okay.
He's coming with a subpoena tomorrow, I can tell.
Okay. Hey, Bob, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And just a little legal thing. Just the question was about what about the DWI, blow or not blow?
Right.
Without answering it sort of, you know, just sort of half-baked, there is a right under Missouri law and Illinois law to contact a lawyer. The police officer has to instruct you that you have the right to contact a lawyer.
Okay, but there has to be some sort of cap on how long they're going to wait for you to come.
15 minutes.
Okay.
So you should have a lawyer that knows that stuff or knows something about it in your phone and have access, the ability to do that. They should give you the right to use your own
phone. I think this is far more important than people. Nobody ever addresses this.
That's right.
And I think it would be
until it's too late.
Look,
yeah.
If I were an attorney, I would do like a concierge thing. I'd do a retainer for $20 a month. You need me. Here's my cell number. Don't call me with some trivial crap. But when you really need me, I don't care what time. I think it's Scott.
I think it's
a great idea. You should go jump on this.
Don't tell anybody else.
Make it
else,
20
Frank.
A month. Give me 25. Give me five.
Okay. I do a little share bit of fees, business, but I will advertise.
We're still kind of jammed up from Monday. I'll take a minute to talk about American Equity Mortgage. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Well, let Scott help some more people. American Equity Mortgage, as you know, and you'd be really not very smart if you didn't know that they're in the mortgage business. It's in the name, American Equity Mortgage. You know what else is in the name? Equity. One of these things that when you're in high school, they don't teach you the meaning of that. I never had any idea what equity meant for many, many, many years after I got out of high school. If you're a homeowner, all it means is the part of that house that you own. You got a $200,000 house, a $100,000 mortgage, your equity is $100,000. And that's a nice thing to have when you want to borrow money, because American Equity Mortgage will get you the loan, get you the money you need at the lowest possible rate based on your, you know, credit history. American Equity Mortgage. Do not confuse this with any other mortgage company. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a few things going on now, Dan. You've got an accident or a stalled truck, it looks like, on westbound Highway 70 at Highway 370 that's blocking the two right lanes. And right now, it does look like traffic is backing up to about Highway 94. There's an accident on northbound 255 before Highway 64 in Illinois. It's got traffic back to Route 15. Road work going on eastbound 255 between the JB Bridge and Route 3. Left lane was down. your jam up starts at Coke Road on the Missouri side. Let's see here. You've got an accident on eastbound Highway 44 near Lindbergh that has two lanes blocked. Baseball traffic has let out, and your traffic is jammed up now from Compton all the way out through McCausland on westbound Highway 40. Northbound 170 slow from 70 through Airport Road. And westbound 70 finds some pockets now from Union through Jennings Station, 170 out through Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy a large classic pepperoni pizza for only $5. It's hot and ready all day, every day at Little Caesars, plus tax at participating locations. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
KTRS text line users are well-connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark. Grab your phone and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And, of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS.
Nearly 80 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, and it is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. Karastan Carpet, with the same reputation for quality, is offering up to $1,000 in rebates on every carpet in their prestigious line. This month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings, plus up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interest. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard.
But on what?
On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
I hated my old countertops. I was embarrassed to have people over to my house and didn't even want to cook in my own kitchen until I discovered Transform by Caesarstone. Transform is this luxurious layer of quartz that was installed over my existing countertops in just a few hours. My beautiful new surfaces are scratch and stain resistant, never need to be sealed, and they're guaranteed for life. Visit transformyourkitchen.com or stop by a participating Lowe's today to give your outdated surfaces the transformation they've been waiting for.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now to get tickets as St. Louis FC returns home to Battle Toronto FC 2 on Friday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. After the floods forced them on the road for over a month, it's time to pack the house and reopen Worldwide Technology Soccer Park in Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
If you're looking for a quality home that is more than just a house, contact Period Restoration and their representatives at Dealman Sotheby's International Realty, Warner Hall, Thornhill. For years, Randy Renner Jr. and Sr. have been restoring exceptional homes across St. Louis. Find out why a Period Restoration project is more than what you thought possible and exactly what you've been looking for. Online at periodrestorationco.com or warnerhallthornhill.com. Period Restoration, bringing the past back to life.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch at your local Pep Boys location and let the performance speak for itself.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for details.
Taco Bell breakfast crunch wraps are loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown. So if you had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast.
All right, for those of you right now saying, how many more commercials? One. Okay, so you folks on hold, stay. We'll get with you in about 1 minute. There have been a couple of stories in the news last few days that... The first thing I thought when I saw him, I thought, man, I hope Gateway Lock and Security sees this story. And I'm sure they did. And one of them, we talked about, I think yesterday, had to do with the neighbor. Kids next door having a birthday party, and there's a bounce house and music. And so this, crab of a neighbor next door goes out and unplugs the bounce house, and it collapses. And it could have really been bad. Some kids could have been killed. My point is, it was all captured on pretty good quality surveillance cameras. That guy's toast. He's done. Not only does every neighbor, have they seen him on TV doing what he did, I don't know where he could go in the country. We're going, hey, aren't you that guy who yeah. tried to kill those kids? There was another one, and I can't remember what it was in the news recently, it was one like a terrorist type thing.
The thing in England?
It might have been the thing. No. It was the fraternity thing. It was that fraternity.
Oh, right.
Where they had all those cameras. And there was a news article that said the police said solving this case and charging the right people has been made so easy thanks to surveillance cameras on the property. So my point is this. Gateway Lock and Security is in the surveillance camera business, but not in that, I think I can tell what that guy looks at kind of cameras, but the ultra high definition. You can zoom in. You can count the nose hairs. I mean, whoever this is caught and you know who they are, and hopefully they'll know you know who they are when they look up and go, I'm not touching this place. It's got high security surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security. At least I hope that's what the sticker will say. And quickly, to those of you thinking you're going to do it yourself, I know two people, myself, who tried to install cameras like this themselves, and it didn't work out very well. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. They've just redone their website, too. So a whole new look to the website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Back to the phones. Ralph, you've been beyond patient. Say hi to Scott Sherman. Oh, shoot. Hang on. I got to push the button here. That one. No, not that one. Hold on. Hold, please. There you go. Ralph, I'm sorry. I messed that up. That was me. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have about 10 free questions I'd like to ask, but I'll break it down to two.
Okay, that's thank you.
You're welcome. I had a divorce in 2015, and The attorney that was representing me, which I'll just use their initials, Cordell and Cordell, I don't think they represented me correctly. And my question is, I had a stroke. Now, when I had a stroke, did my situation change after the divorce was settled?
Based on substantial change of circumstance to get a modification?
Right.
Okay. It depends on how you. It physically changed, clearly, but did your financial situation change? Did it become more difficult for you to?
Yes.
Then I think that that's a substantial change of circumstance, at least.
Thanks for that answer. I agree with you on this time. I disagree with you about the Nazi style roadblocks. The other question was.
What?
The Supreme Court didn't say it was okay to have roadblocks just to check people. Edmonds versus Indianapolis.
Okay, you know what?
Did
you get your issue resolved here with Scott, or you got another one?
Well, one more. Can I sue Franco Pena for not letting me sell real estate and weapons on yard sale?
No, you can't.
No. Okay, thanks.
See, many Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. This would be... no, it wouldn't. I'm messing this whole thing up today. You know why? Because I'm giddy, because this is like my Friday. Tom, thanks for holding. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
How you doing, Scott Sherman?
Great, Tom. How are you?
All right, sir. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Scott, excuse me. The recent rains that we had, a couple weeks ago, I guess?
Yeah.
I was driving down the road, and I hydroplaned and went off the ditch and ran off the road into a ditch.
Okay.
So the tow truck came and yanked it out and did more damage. Well, they ended up totaling my car.
Okay.
So we had insurance, and they offered me, they gave me less than what I owed, which is normal these days, I guess. But we also had the gap insurance.
Okay.
Now, the gap insurance wants a police report.
Okay.
Well, there was no police report. So and they're insisting that they're not going to pay the $3,000 that they owe me to pay the car off without a police report.
I'm going to jump on the gap insurance issue first and then walk back some of this other stuff. Gap insurance, so people that don't know, so we're not talking in code here, Tom and I. Gap is when your vehicle is totaled and the fair market value of what the replacement is less than what you owe. So if you buy a new car and you drive it off the lot and somebody totals it, I can tell you right now, there's going to be a gap between what you owe on that brand new car and what its replacement value is. So when you get caught in the gap, you do what Tom did, if you're smart, and you buy this gap insurance, which will pay that gap between what you owe and what it was worth to replace. So now Tom's got about a $3,000 dispute with this third-party gap insurance company. You got to get a copy of your contract on the gap insurance. Do you have that?
Sure, we do.
The language is gonna dictate, and then something else will dictate too. One is, if the language in the contract says we won't pay unless there's a police report, I don't know if that's a reasonable term, but it's in your contract. But if it's not in your contract, it's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, but if it is, then I'm a big believer in police reports. I, even if it's a solo, nobody else involved, I just am.
I can't hurt,
like, on
right,
record
yeah.
that this happened.
I guess I failed to say the police did show up. He wrote a number, but he refuses to write a report. He goes, was no report.
This is happening a lot. And a lot of departments in the city of St. Louis has, like, a policy. It's terrible that people aren't hurt. They're not writing reports. So if it's impossible for you to get a report, but you made a report or you attempted to, I think you got a really strong argument that even if there is a condition there, that you met it because you tried. Now, the other thing is this. You may want to talk to a consumer lawyer because this might be sort of a con job. You guys remember that big mansion out in Lake St. Louis?
Oh, yeah, that was the warranty.
That was the warranty company?
Scam.
Yeah, and that would have been a great business if those guys weren't complete frauds and crooks, which they turned out to be. So I don't know anything about your Gap company, but I know a consumer lawyer that probably, if this is not going the way it should be, which is, hey, you're in the Gap insurance business. You pay up when somebody has a claim.
I have one last question. We have to move on. Are we talking about much money here at all, Tom?
$3,000.
That's a lot. Yeah. Okay. I didn't hear you say that. Yeah. No. That's a big gap. That's worth
it. Get your contract. Call that adjuster and say, I either do see this and I tried and here's the police report number, or I don't see a police report requirement. Where's my money?
Right.
So that's what you want to do. And if you have a problem, you can always give me an email.
ScottSherman@gmail.com.
No. Close. So, go ahead. Tell him, Scott.
LawOfficeofScottSherman@gmail.com.
All right, sir. All right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Okay. On we go to Jim. Thank you for holding. Jim, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Jim.
Can I sue you for no callbacks?
Can you sue me for no callbacks?
What does that mean?
I emailed you. I had actually talked to you about my employer letting a employee work while he was under intoxication. And you told me to email you on that, and I've never got a response.
Well, Jim, in his defense, this has happened before. It has kicked some emails into his spam folder. All right. So would you email him today or tonight? Now he knows to go check the spam folder and see if that's where it kicked your other emails.
I've been called worse than spam, but I thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Was that it? I guess.
Yes, sir. I am AM and FM.
Thank you, Jim. Hallelujah. All right. This is Mark. Mark, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. I'm going to make this quick. I own a small company. One of my employees was on her way to a job and was rear-ended, suffered an injury. We had to turn him into workers' comp.
Mm-hmm.
Now my company's losing money because the employee's off. Would the person that ran into the back of my employee be responsible for compensation?
You have to mitigate your damages. So if you've got somebody who has special skill and you have to hire somebody, you could have damages against that. That's foreseeable. Now, another thing you might not know is that you're worried about your work comp insurance maybe going up, right?
Yeah, they say that they're going to go after the person that hit my employee or hit my vehicle. I'll still have a claim.
Well, not only that, but your employee would have a third-party claim against that negligent person, the negligent driver, and would be responsible to subrogate or pay back your comp carrier if they recovered also. So not just on going after for vehicle reimbursement, but for the medical and the injuries if your employee decides to pursue what's called a third-party case. So, yes, your company would have a damage claim against that tortfeasor, the person that hit your employee, but you got to mitigate. You got to go hire somebody else to fill in that blank, and you also can get through work comp some subrogation money back to help defray your comp expense and exposure.
Okay. I'll send you an email and then give you a ring and we can talk on the side.
Very good.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
PM's got a lot of catching up to do here. Before we break, though, I could see how you or anybody could do like 5 hours on just car insurance.
Oh, my God.
I still... Like you talked about Gap insurance. I haven't heard Gap insurance for years. I've completely forgot about Gap
Every
insurance.
Every new car owner whose insurance company does not have replacement back to the same model
if it's totaled. And now this should have GAP.
And when you say new car, you don't need GAP insurance if your car is 12 years old, because there's not. No. You're probably not going to owe anything on it. And,
right.
And if you,
and they highly recommend it if you lease a car, that you have GAP insurance on that leased car, because I that was the first time that I when I leased a car, I had
you mean
to,
rented a car
no
or leased a car
leased a car when I was see, leasing a car.
See, wow, I wouldn't because yeah. if your car's totaled, then the contract's over.
Yeah, sound right.
But GAP insurance for new car owners, for people that owe. Go on to one of these websites, Edmunds.com.
Especially
or
if you do like
Blue Book.
A 5-year car loan.
It's free. Mm-hmm. Go and do an appraisal of the value of your car if it was totaled in 10 minutes. It's free to do those estimates. And if it's $5,000, $3,000, $20,000, you better have GAP insurance, because if your car is deemed total, and it's deemed totaled at 85%, to repair it of its replacement value. So if you hit about 80-85%, they're going to total it out. So there's 15% right there. And if you own a $50,000 car, I guarantee you it's not worth $50,000 on the fair market replacement value. There's a lot of money in that, and we could talk about loss of use.
We could
talk about the diminution of value.
Diminished value claim. I'm glad you said later model car. You folks out there driving around in $60,000, $70,000 cars, you know who you are, $90,000, $100,000, good for you. I'm happy for you. I really am. But I'll bet you, I don't care how smart you are or how brilliant you are that you made that kind of money, most of you don't know what a diminished value claim is. Let's say your car is a year old and it's still worth $60,000. It's in an accident. $10,000, $20,000 worth of damage, put back in great shape, but the Carfax shows that accident. So now that vehicle, even though the other guy's insurance company paid to have it repaired, there's diminished value. It's not worth what it would have been worth. You can get a check for the difference. I'm not kidding. You can. So something a lot of people don't know. And last but not least, you got a teenage driver. For goodness sakes, it's a $2,000 car. Liability only. Do not be paying the rates that they charge for a teenager for full-blown insurance when liability is what you really need.
So much. There's MedPay. There's uninsured motorist. I mean, MedPay and some of this other stuff like uninsured motorist is dirt cheap, too. I mean, the amount of money, because people have health insurance plans that you have to reimburse now because they're considered ERISA federal plans.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Having MedPay, which will pay, you can double dip legally on medical bills, is dirt cheap and a great thing.
See?
And underinsured, when somebody hits you and they hurt you really bad and they have liability only at the Missouri or Illinois $25,000 limit only, and you need back surgery, shoulder surgery, you have a concussion, you're in the hospital, they'll write you a check for $25,000 while you're in a coma and say, good luck, Charlie. You should be looking into that.
Why would they say that if your name's Frank? Why would they say good luck, Charlie?
Because you would
they know you're in a coma and you won't know the difference.
Because I don't want you to get hurt.
Ah, they want you to be confused. Am I Charlie?
Yes. Yes, you're Charlie.
You don't have a policy with us.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of ways, and this boxing referee named Mills Lane used to do all the heavyweight fights back in the 90s. He'd always say this before the fight would start. Protect yourself at all times. You have to do that with insurance.
I remember hearing that. My dad used to watch the Gillette Friday night fights.
Mills Lane, yeah.
Protect yourself at all times. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
That's what he'd say.
Theme music, please.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Yes, he's done it again. Scott Sherman, attorney at law. Give him that email address one more time.
Law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
All right, give it up.
Thank you,
Scott Sherman, everybody. He's not brought to you by Pistols Plus, but we're going to pretend that he is.
All I got's the muscle.
So thank you, Johnny. Johnny Cash, back from the dead. Pistols Plus is in the heart of Osage Beach, kind of across from Staples. And the handguns, AR-15s, plenty of them. Lots of bows. Oh, my goodness, a lot of bows. Archery department. A fantastic place. I love this place. Been going there for 30 years, something like that. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach. Traffic, I believe. Legally, and according to the union rules. Only with a waiver can I introduce Tim Weiland. So here to do it is the guy who is allowed to, Dan Strauss.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Frank. Here we have traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Okay, Dan, they cleared the accident that was on northbound 255 before Highway 64 in Illinois. You do have some road work that's causing some big delays eastbound or westbound Highway 64 at Route 4. You're backing up to near Highway 161. They cleared the stall that was on westbound 70 at 370, but boy, the jam up goes from Highway 141, the Earth City Expressway, out through 370. You still have that accident. It's not really causing much delays on eastbound Highway 44 near Lindbergh that is blocking the two right lanes. Eastbound 270 jams from McDonald through Washington Elizabeth, and eastbound 40 downtown heavy from, it looks like, Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also on eastbound Highway 70 in the depressed section, you've got a right lane blocked, and it's got traffic backed up near Grand. And this report is brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Prices may vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And the world.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Fresno, California.
Aaron Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Alex Perez, ABC News.
The Big 550.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Lenders, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
KTRS. Depend on it.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.